1920 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are following breaking news out of Washington right now, where former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio just got sentenced to 22 years in prison for orchestrating attacks at the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Tarrio and three of his fellow Proud Boys were convicted of seditious conspiracy, plotting to use violence to block the peaceful transfer of power. Defense attorneys for some of Tarrio's co-defendants argued former President Donald Trump deserved more of the blame.
And we're going to the Capitol.
For encouraging his supporters to march to the Capitol.
It is the longest sentence imposed so far for January 6. More than 180 million Americans are melting as a massive heat dome blankets much of the country.
At the U.S. Open in New York City, players and fans alike are feeling a burn.
It's doable when you have a fan.
Several school districts in northern Ohio canceled classes due to the extreme heat, and Washington, D.C.'s mayor has issued a hot weather emergency, but tourists are not deterred.
The breeze is wonderful, if you can get in the breeze.
And that is CBS's Allison Keys. But if you think it's hot outside, try working in a food truck. Reporter Brooke Rogers says they're like mobile ovens right now.
Between little or no AC and fryers, ovens, and grills, the inside of the trucks is 10 to 15 degrees hotter than the outside temperatures.
Cutoff for us is about 109, 110. If it's that hot, then we stop. I mean, we've done what we could do to keep the temperature down. We put the reflective coating on the top of the ventilation and, like I said, the fans just to try to help, but it's been really tough.
Tropical storm Lee has now formed in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major hurricane as it approaches the Caribbean. It's still too early to tell, though, how this storm could impact the U.S. An escaped inmate keeps dodging authorities in Pennsylvania, but he has been spotted. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
The photos confirm that Cavalcante has not changed his appearance, but also that he has obtained a backpack, a duffel sling type pack, and a hooded sweatshirt.
The White House has announced a new college student loan repayment plan. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
SAVE is the most affordable repayment plan ever and will save millions of borrowers money on their monthly payments.
A pandemic freeze on loan repayments ends next month. CBS's Matt Piper's got a bone to pick.
Hillshire Farm is recalling nearly 16,000 pounds of its smoked sausage because there could be things like bones inside. The food was sent to retailers in California, Maryland, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The recalled 14-ounce packages have a use-by date of November 11th. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says one person did suffer an oral injury as a result of eating the sausage.
This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. With top brand appliances, like a new LG refrigerator capable of making four different types of ice. Or an LG oven with built-in air fryer for healthier, crispier options. Plus, with convenient shopping in-store and online, your innovative new appliances are also just a click away. Get up to $700 off select appliances, plus an extra $1,000 off LG kitchen appliances, only at the Home Depot. Pricing valid 824 through 913, U.S. only. See store or online for details.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 68. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Educated educators talking education.
Well, it is us, Tim and Johnny. We are back, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Oh, if you were paying attention last week, I did education squared as opposed to cubed. Anya made me go, Tim, what are you doing, dude? E, that's E cubed, not E squared. We are back. It was, here we are in Ohio, a little bit of a power outage. I don't know if there was just too much heat around here and the air conditioners kind of kicked everything off, but we are, we're back here in Ohio. Johnny's in Washington. Great guest tonight. We're going to get into this. Johnny, though, check it out. Did you ever really, I love this opening. How can I grow up to study parallel universes? John, did you ever wonder that, Johnny?
No, I didn't wonder it. I might be a bad case because I kind of was in my own universe most of those early years in schools, and any of my teachers can, testify to that. I just kind of creatively floated through it. But reading this, and I'm excited to talk about it tonight, because it made sense to why I ended up with an advanced degree in mathematics and physics and thinking about the world as an early career teacher. I did. Mm. I had some real freedom and creativity and diversity in what I was learning. And we're going to get into this because I saw the title and I read it and I was like, this is cool. And then I got in and I was like, wait, this is really cool.
Yeah.
So let's just dive into it tonight.
Our return guest, Dr. Ethan Siegel, as we like to say, Busted Pencil's own astrophysicist. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm everyone's favorite kind of astrophysicist, the kind who can show up for free, not the money cost kind.
Show up for free. And as we've wrangled him in, we're going to get him at 7 o'clock on Thursday morning for the extended pod, because we are just going to touch the surface of this. So, Ethan, your piece on bigthink.com, Ask Ethan, how can I grow up to study parallel universes? Astrophysicists, people are like, this is education, busted pencils. But we've had Ethan on before because he makes these connections. And in this piece, here it is, how to study parallel universes, of which you accomplish telling people how to do that. And at the same time, put out a very great cautionary tale. And at the same time, give really awesome advice about what to do in the future if you're sitting there wondering, what am I going to do with my future? I've now entered eighth grade. I've now entered ninth grade. What am I going to do? Ethan, give us a little bit, though. I mean, what spurred the how can I study parallel universes?
Well, look, people get curious all the time, right? They want to grow up. They want to do something. They hear about something and they're like, that's interesting. I want to study that. I want to learn more about that. What jumped out at me is, you know, every Friday I write a column based on questions that people send in from the general public. And I got this question from someone who was going into ninth grade, and I was appalled. I was appalled to see that this person prefaced their question with, I have taken computer science as my career choice for high school as I'm about to enter the ninth grade. And I went, holy crap, we're making ninth graders do what now? Choose a career path at age 13, 14, 15 when you're in ninth grade? Do you know how many people who start college don't know what they're going to major in? Do you know how many people who start grad school don't know what they're going to study and focus on? Or alternatively, for either of those, how many people think they're going to do something and they start doing it and go, oh, actually, I don't think that is what I want to do. I better do something else, not just in school, but in their 20s, 30s, 40s, throughout their life. Why do we think it's a good idea to make kids specialize so early to close off these other options to them when you're a teenager, especially, you should be focusing on how to grow your brain, how to make connections between different things, and you should be learning how to learn about the world. Why are we making them specialize? So yeah, I'm happy to tell you, if you want to study parallel universes, here's what you do. Here's how you grow up and study parallel universes. Here's all the stuff you need to learn. But wouldn't you at least say, Jesus Christ, don't specialize to the exclusion of every other option. And also, to those of you out there, come on, seriously, think about it. How many people of you out there, or how many people do you know that have jobs that didn't exist when you were in high school? You're going to make someone pick a career path now for the rest of their life when they're 13, 14, 15 years old? Are you kidding me? This is why I wrote the piece, because I said, listen, people are going to make dumb decisions. Boards of education are going to make dumb decisions. School districts, schools are going to make dumb decisions. How are you going to get a good education regardless of their stupidity?
And that's where it is, right? You lay this out there. I mean, Johnny, jump in there. I can see you, man. You're bubbling.
So exciting. It's so exciting, too, because this young person wrote in and they emphasize that they hope to one day take part in projects that help the future. And I mean, this is exciting. This is inspiring because they're connecting, like they're learning with helping the future, like with contributing to projects that help the future, which we know if we're going to do things differently in the future are likely to be different kinds of career pathways than we currently have sort of set up in trajectory. So this is a really exciting piece. And I love the response, Ethan, that you wrote, and maybe share more about that here. Like, so what?
Well,
what?
No, so go with this. So Ethan, I mean, you manage, as I said, you manage though to give her the advice she asks for, which is how to grow up and study parallel universes. But you do it in the way that you just said, which is, hold on, honey, let's take some time and have an opportunity to explore, to nurture that brain that's growing, and do both at the same time. Here's what you need to do if you want to study parallel universe. Here was what you want to do if you want to nurture your brain. And you managed to show people how to do both of those things at the same time.
Well, look, some people know from a very young age, this is what I want to do. This is my ultimate goal. This is my dream. This is my ambition. This is what I want for my life. If you know that, that's an incredibly powerful thing to know, because most people don't. For most people out there, their job is just a job. It's the thing they do when they're at work to make money to live. It's not the thing that this is my driving passion that I went and pursued with all of my might because I had to learn it. I had to do it. I had to study it. I had to work in this. I had to contribute in this. If you are one of those people, you should have that path laid out. What are the prerequisites? What are the things I need to know, like the back of my hand, that I need to have under my belt so that I have the skills, I have the tool, tools. I have the know-how to go approach this and say, I'm going to be a professional like this. I have all those foundational skills built in. So yeah, I'll tell you what you need to learn, how you can go and acquire them. But one of the things that I noticed when I was in graduate school and that I talked about, and like they were like, oh yeah, everyone knows this, is why do so many of the best minds in theoretical physics come from the United States and nowhere else? Mm. Why is that? And the answer that I was best able to come up with is we specialized later than everyone else. Everyone else gets put on a career track of some type when they're still teenagers, in Europe, in Australia, in many other countries. In the United States, we say, no, high school, you're going to get a broad, high-quality general education. And then as an undergrad, still, we have this idea of a broad liberal arts education where, I don't know about you guys, I didn't just major in one thing when I was in college because there was more than one thing I was very interested in. And then even in graduate school, I was shocked when I went to grad school because I knew what I wanted to do. Most people didn't. And of the ones who did know, really know what they wanted to do, about half of them wound up doing something else anyway. So why, if we want to say, like, live up to your maximum potential, why would we cut people off when they try and broaden their horizons, when they try and learn how to use tools that maybe other people in that field, in that area, don't know how to use? That's what makes you special. We're all going to go into a field with our own unique toolkits based on our experience, the problems we've solved, everything we've done. Why would you shut your toolbox and say, no, 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 I don't need a screwdriver. I don't need a hammer. I'll do everything I need with just my socket wrench.
What do you think, though? Because I know this is out there. I know we have a listener or listeners that are out there going, but Tim, Johnny, Ethan, there are like these really, you know, I'm just going to situate myself just so you know, we're in the Appalachian region of Ohio. Intel is about to locate here. There's a sense of saying, you know, we need people to be, quote, career ready or workplace ready. Ethan, we need to give these students every opportunity to see the high skilled technological career paths in front of them. Are you saying we shouldn't be putting students to be exposed to all of these unique new emerging technologies that are presenting opportunities for kids here in Appalachia who might not have had any opportunity to do something like this in the future?
Well, I should ask them to turn it around on them. What are your goals for these kids? Is it that they're going to go to high school and maybe go to college and then go to work for Intel and that's their life? Or are these going to be people who maybe went and learned about what's the average tenure of an Intel employee? And maybe they went and saw, oh, geez, look at that. It's less than 5 years. Maybe when I'm thinking about a career or a life for myself, I need to not do what, honestly, people haven't done in two generations, which is I'm going to work at one job and work there for my whole life and get the gold watch at 25 years and retire and get my pension. That's not how jobs work anymore. Prepare the kids for reality.
For reality.
Not for your dream of what reality is.
That's what we do on Busted Pencils every week. Busted Pencils, our guest, our own astrophysicist, Ethan Siegel. When we get back, though, we're going to figure out how to study parallel universes. Busted Pencils, more after the break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Get outside and support a great cause. Join the Southwood County Humane Society for their annual 5K9 walk run Saturday, September 23rd at Red Sands Beach on Lake Wazeecha in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your four-legged friends and enjoy the beautiful trail around Lake Wazeecha and support the Southwood County Humane Society. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with the event starting at 9 a.m. Visit SWCHS.com to find out more. Register today to walk, run, and have fun on Saturday, September 23rd to benefit the Southwood County Humane Society.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
We're back. Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators, talking education, and occasionally talking parallel universes with our own, well, our borrowed astrophysicist, Dr. Ethan Siegel. He's got a piece in BigThink.com, starts with a bang. How can I grow up to study parallel universes? We've been talking, though. I mean, the reality here is that, well, there's a lot going on. We're kind of hitting this, you know, is it too early to be putting students in a very defined career path? And Ethan and Johnny, I was going to say, I'm give the example. My son in sixth grade, now he's 23, begins his life actually coming up this week, moving, getting his own apartment, Traverse City, Michigan, graduated, you know, ecological restoration, outdoor education. But in sixth grade, we got called into the guidance counselor's office because he wasn't taking career readiness serious enough. And you know what he wanted to do in sixth grade? Play football professionally. And darn it, he just was messing things up. And Tim and Michelle, what are you going to do to help Luke get on a career path in sixth grade? And on top of that, the aptitude test that we gave him to help him try to figure out what he's good at, he blew it off. And it says that he's going to be a good chimney sweep. He's going to be a chimney sweep and a professional football player. You're screwing your son up for the rest of his life in sixth grade, Ethan.
I mean, what do you do with that? You say, oh, well, I'm just going to run for school board and change how we run school in your district because, you know, when we leave it in your hands, this is the crap you pull. Now, look, I had to do this when I was in middle school. We had to take a career aptitude test. Everyone had to. And I realized when I took this test, like, holy crap. First off, career aptitude is, this is totally not a robust scientific test. This is basically just saying like, oh, we took a look at your answers and we gave you a score and here's what you scored highest on and here are your top three scores and that's what you should have a career in. And if you listened to that when you were in middle school and you grew up to become one of those three things because you felt those were those only options, I'm blaming you. I'm blaming you for your sad, boring, miserable life because you listened to what a test told you when you were a preteen taking this. This is not a way to run a life. It's not a way to run a school. But the important thing for everyone out there is this is your life. This is your education. This is what you do with it. You talk about your son not being career ready at age 11. My best friend wasn't career ready when he was in his late teens and early 20s and starting a career. He wasn't career ready at all. He bounced around many different jobs. He was in and out of college. You know, what do you think? You look at that, you're like, oh, you're going to be screwed up the rest of your life. No, he's a successful adult. He's got a job. He's got a career. But he had to come to it in his own time, and he had to learn his own things first. The career I have now as a science communicator on the internet, you think that existed back in the 1990s when I was in junior high and high school? No, no, the internet barely existed back then. How are we going to know that? So keep your mind open, but most importantly, when you're a student in a public school and the administration or the staff or the district or the state or the government or whatever, they're telling you, like, here are all these things you have to do. You're going to do them or not, but at the end of the day, nobody cares what you're certified to do. They care about, can you do it? And can you do a good job at it? And if the answer is yes, and you get your foot in the door and we give you a chance, you'll have a chance to prove yourself. And if the answer is no, you can't do it, then it doesn't matter who said you could do it and who can't. Like, that's not the stuff that matters. Don't let, oh, you got to pick a career path according to this school district in Texas dictate, like, and that's going to be your career. No, It's on you. Figure out what you want to learn. One of the big things I went through in this piece that I think is super important is this difference between a dream and a goal.
Thank you. I wanted you to hit that.
For your life. Such a big idea. A goal is an achievable thing. A dream is something you hope for and you hope some external power is going to make it happen for you. But a goal is something that you can take concrete steps to make happen for yourself. And that's why I thought it was really important. If you want to grow up to study parallel universes, here's that path. Here are those stepping stones. Here's what you need to learn as the sort of minimum to go off and do this. But then I went and said further, but don't restrict yourself to that, because you want that unique toolkit. You want that experience doing things that other people can't. You want to know, how do I do experiments? How do I do theory? How do I do simulations? You want to know those different aspects and different corners of it. So go ahead and look into those things, right? There's nothing wrong with exploring. And then saying, now that I've explored, now I'm ready to apply myself where it counts, right? The whole thing counts. You just don't realize how.
And I think that's the, you know, again, it's you know, check out Ask Ethan, bigthink.com starts with a bang. The piece is, how can I grow up to study parallel universes? Also going to use this last here as a minute and a half. We're going to have Ethan on for the extended pod that should be out at the end of this week. We're going to really dig into this. But Ethan, you know, what you do here too, though, what sounds like, you know, parallel universe, very narrow study in that sense. But the way to get to this very narrow study, though, you demonstrate the broadness that it requires to get to that kind of focus. And the reality is that by staying broad early on, learning lots of physics, learning lots of mathematics, the only way you get to be that defined in parallel universes is because you have to have broad, deep understandings of lots of things to bring you to that kind of final place. Ethan, 30 seconds there.
You know, and I'll tell you, for that last bit, you know, I would say the big important thing for any young person is build yourself a strong and broad foundation. Build yourself a strong and broad educational foundation, because that's what you're going to build your entire future on. If I had decided, oh, I'm going to be a narrow specialized thing, it's like building a building. How big can you build a needle? Right. Well, that depends on how strong and how broad your foundation is. You can build a tire needle with a broader, stronger foundation. So in terms of education, do that too. Math, physics, science, art, education, history, English communication, all of it, it counts.
Education. Educated educators talking education and astrophysics and parallel universes.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 68. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
Had made up out of, I think, out of bronze. And it was, I think it was a celestial computer that, you know, did things mechanically. But it brought to mind the question I had. Did the Greeks come up with a lot of their mathematics to explain their theory of the cosmos, which was at one point in time was a geocentric theory of, you know, that so did it take more advanced mathematics to explain a geocentric universe rather than a heliocentric, you know, universe is what they saw at that point in time. Of course, it's far more vast and complicated than that. But I kind of wondered, did they come up with a more complex mathematics? Does it take more complex math to explain a geocentric universe with planets moving in retrograde and along that line? And I thought that'd be a question to ask.
You know, Ethan.
You know, that would be a question to ask to him.
Yeah, that would be great. You know what, Mark? You know what? You can go to Ask Ethan at BigThink.com and starts with a bang and actually put that, because I'm pretty sure that between Johnny, me, and Anya, that explaining the advanced mathematics between a geocentric and a heliocentric Earth might be above our pay grade. Johnny and Anya, I'm looking at you guys.
Yeah, my film major isn't going to help out here, gentlemen. I'm really sorry.
But you know, think that, Johnny, let's use that what Mark's talking about, right? Right. To be able to ask that bigger question, you kind of made this conversation point in during the break. You know, Ethan points out something very important in the sense of reminding us that the most theoretical physicists come out of the United States and makes that point. Refine that for me a little bit.
I mean, well, I just really loved Ethan sharing that point. And I think one of the really cool things about one of the big points that Ethan puts out there in his article, but also is, you know, is making the center of his response to this young person's question of like, hey, I would like to contribute to changing the world. I would like for there to be better futures, for whether it's like it's kind of central to her question. And her interest in that as a programmer, and said, I'm also interested, you know, in parallel universe theories, which is interesting. But the idea is that we have specializations, right? This gets back to like Mark's question and point too, is we have specializations that without a really diverse foundation, it's really hard to think about how people outside of our specializations might think of what we do. And it makes for some distance between those highly specialized intellectuals. And I put some scare quotes around intellectuals because I use that, like the people with expertise can sometimes be different than how the behaviors or cultures of intellectuals act. And so specialized expertise in our culture has sort of siloed out and is really difficult for us to think about how do we do community together and share expertise from particular scientists who have really important information, especially when we're talking about like things as important as what are we doing for our future in terms of climate change, in terms of understanding, you know, the warming of the ocean and then these different factors that science has been saying a lot to us about through different specialized languages for decades, if not longer, right? And so that's me being generous with about how much we've not been able to listen. And so it's really exciting when we think about someone like Ethan's response being, we need to make sure we stay really well-rounded, that we both study mathematics and mathematical concepts and scientific, our science courses, we also complement and balance those with, you know, our literature courses and our film studies and our art classes and our music interests and our music courses and our extracurricular activities. And Ethan, man, he goes into what sometimes is taboo for nerd world. He goes and says, you should have an athletic thing that you're part of. And this is, I'm excited about this because it's really true. And he says, you don't have to be really good at it.
Right.
You just have to try and you have to be engaged. And what we know as teachers is this is helping us develop our learners, both in movement, in kinesthetics, and, you know, and in their listening. So auditory learning and all of these kinds of things help us to be broader, which sets us up to be able to go really deep with amazing foundation and flexibility in that depth. Because what we know, Tim, we're not even that old, but we're kind of old. What we know is that things have changed pretty radically in just even the last 15, 20 years. In science, in diverse histories, we learn that, hey, I have to sort of unlearn some stuff I learned. That flexibility, when you have a broad foundation, when you've been in maybe improv music or having to call an audible as a quarterback or have to change from a zone to a man in, you know, basketball, these kinds of flexibilities on the fly, we don't always learn when we're narrowly focused on maybe solving math problems only. And in fact, those strengths we gain in those other ways, I'm speaking as someone with mathematical training, make us a better mathematician, right? It's like when you are people who know this at a high level, and Ethan talked about grad school, not that that should be the goal, but when you think about testing into grad schools and how people score on some of those tests that place us into, you know, what grad programs we qualify for and whatnot, a broader education sets you up better for those tests than being the best. And you could get 100% on your math portion and not do well on your other portions, which look at, you know, your analysis of literature, your ability to write, to think divergently in different ways. And those things make your score balance out. So you need to be well-rounded and go deep. And that doesn't happen if we track young people at an early age. Right.
Think about
Ethan warns us of that.
He warns us. And, you know, I put this in the notes because I didn't want to lose this. So it's what you're thinking here, Johnny, and talking about, you know, the broadness. And, you know, going back to Ethan in the parallel universes, though, too. You think about why the broadness, you know, I look at this idea of the concept of parallel universes, which is, say, it can be really geeky or something like that. But the ability to have an imagination to even think about the potential of saying another possibility of what's happening right now is potentially happening somewhere else right now, right? I mean, here we getting a little geeky on the idea of truly parallel universes, which again is a scientific theoretical kind of way of saying, you know, when you get into the quantum mechanics, the possibilities of things happening. But then, you know, you could get too focused in truly saying, well, here's what it means to have a parallel universe. But this is, I'm going to throw my geek in there. Some of my best and favorite Star Trek episodes engage the role of imagination deeply because they take that concept of science in a parallel universe and put it into an imaginative story. And here you look at and say, so here's that concept of something really theoretical, you know, parallel universes, but to bring it alive, it takes that imagination to put it in that fiction. And so, Johnny, I think, you know, we're making the case for saying it's that ability to imagine that allows the possibilities of new theories and new ways of understanding the world. And so I think about the student who asked Ethan, because as you keep pointing out, she wanted to do something great for the future. If you can't imagine possibilities, it's kind of makes it tough to imagine a better future, because that's the idea. If I want to make something better for the future, I want to have imagination. And so, you know, again, I think, you know, Ethan's piece here is brilliant. It's, you know, bigthink.com starts with a bang. Ask Ethan, how can I grow up to study parallel universes? Because he answers that question. He very much does. But it then gives us a really great kind of kick in the butt education about going, what are we really doing in schools when we are potentially narrowing kids into a focused career path when the world in front of them is probably anything other than focused? You think about that, right? The idea of focusing and realizing that, boy, working for 35 years for U.S. Steel, that ain't happening anymore. And so if you can't imagine something beyond a career, think about that too. It's like I think of my son's sixth grade, seventh and eighth grade. The careers that have already emerged in his short 8 years from finishing high school and going to college, that had he identified his career path in sixth grade, it might have been a career that isn't even available anymore. You know, thinking about that artificial intelligence and how that's working. Anya, though, you had, you know, kind of that young person take on this. Give us a little sense of where you were going with this.
Hi again, it's me, the youth correspondent. I was asked twice in my public school, time to have a career meeting, once in sixth grade and once in ninth grade. And in sixth grade, they let you say, what are the three things you wanted to be when you grow up? And I was like, an actress, a rock star, or like a ragamuffin. Those are your options. And my career counselor was so mad about this. I was a sixth grader with a career counselor. And in ninth grade, when I took the aptitude test, do you guys have any guesses? It gave me three things I could possibly be. Any guesses?
Radio producer extraordinaire.
Absolutely not. It said the best options for you are you could be a bank teller. I can't do math. You could be a nurse. I can't do math. I don't like blood. Or you could go into the military, which is such a, like, the idea of anyone looking me as a real human up and down and saying that was hilarious. But this algorithm that it asked me, like, do you like nights or mornings more? And I was like, I like nights. And they're like, cool, go do boot camp. Like, how was that ever supposed to be helpful? And it gave me a crisis for years about, like, who am I supposed to be? I went into college, you know, having always wanted to be in the arts, I went into college as an international affairs major thinking I was going to be a U.S. diplomat. I'm now a film major with a double minor in journalism and Jewish studies working in radio. That makes way more sense. But why subject our kids to this? You know, it's a lot.
It's a lot there, and you point that out. It's like, wow, you know, in the kind of the limit and where you went and where you're still going. I think about this too. Where Ethan was out there, you know, career paths, and I don't know. People think this is funny, but I'm doing what I love currently right now. But I honestly can say I'm not sure I'm doing what I want to do when I grow up yet. With Johnny, right? Like, I'm not sure this is what I want to do when I grow up. And people are like, Tim, it's too late. You're past grown up. Johnny, we're coming up here on the minute before the next break, but I see you here like, wait a minute, Tim.
Well, I think Ethan brings up another really important point we can loop back into in the last part of the segment. But, you know, he talks about a crisis isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No,
back to that in the next part, because I think we all have moments in our life where we need to have flexibility and stability. And that doesn't mean always doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think Anya laid that out there, potentially the crisis that was there. It's busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Oh, I want to study parallel universes. Or I want a career in sweeping chimneys. Or when we get back, busted pencils back after the break.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot Buford's birthday and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Scani travels to Pullman to face the Cougars. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchens Open sponsor Southwood County YMCA wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
We are the children you reject and disregard. These aching cries come from the bottom of our...
from the bottom of our hearts, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, studying parallel universes, career counseling. They go together. Caller Jack, Jack from Chicago calling in. Jack, what's happening?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Oh, good. I can hear you guys all the way through the commercial break. I heard your call screener and everything. Anyway, I just wanted to make a short and probably lame point about the whole business alias thing. I work for a small business, and it wasn't put as bluntly as I would have liked to hear. It's small businesses and companies use different addresses and different names and email for a multitude of reasons, usually for tax purposes. And it's just a thing that exists, and it's not a smoking gun. It's just something that small companies, like, I'm literally the only employee of the company I work for. It's an old man who employs me, and he makes maybe $500,000 in sales a year. And even we, as that small of a business here in Chicago, have stuff that looks like that. It's just the way it kind of works.
Interesting. Jack, appreciate the call. I think we might be on a little bit of a different topic than parallel universes. Johnny, but thinking about, coming back, you were saying this, and Anya kind of hit it, the last segment there, what she wanted to do, where she got a crisis. And Ethan points that out in this piece here about, there's nothing wrong with a crisis. You were expanding on that during the break.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I think it hits home at the end of this. And you had said, at a certain age, we're, still, hey, when I grow up, I want to be this, because we've, learned our whole life that you get to pick one thing and be it, and that couldn't be further from the truth, right? And what we know is, especially with changing times that we're in, that... being prepared to, I cringe at this word sometimes, but to pivot, right? But to be able to be flexible and think about a multitude of possibilities of things that you enjoy, that bring joy to you, that you're good at, that you can contribute to the better common good of our economy, our community. All of these things are interrelated, and nobody is locked into doing just one thing. And that's a strength. Maybe you do one thing and you love it, and you do it for most of your working years, and it's passion, and it works out. And a lot of people's worlds things change. The industry changes, the technology changes, the craft changes, the game changes, all of these things, whether you're an athlete, a musician, you know, a skilled trade worker, you know, all the industries are constantly changing. And some change radically to where they're phased out or into totally new fields. And the people with the widest, broadest foundations, flexibility, whether it changes, you know, they roll through, they become, you know, a new part or a facet of things, and they flex with that. And so Ethan leaves us in his piece with, you know what? Crisis is something we've sort of always associated with being bad, but they're impossible to avoid sometimes. When we're faced with them, it's our ability to navigate the crisis, right? To troubleshoot it and to learn from it and to do differently. And we're set up to do that better. And I love this from Ethan. And Ethan is a patriot, a different kind than the New England Patriots, the football team, a different kind than the Patriots, you know, who self-claim love this country enough to attack it. But I'm saying Ethan is a patriot because he's a defender of democracy. The way that he says the strength of this country's education system has been that it gives you a wide range of skill sets, of disciplinary skills that allows for you to learn about music, even though you might not become a professional musician, to practice theater, even though you might not become an actor or an actress, you know, to have art classes, even though you might not be a professional painter, to have this in our early foundation years, all the way into our college careers, sets us up to go deep in a topic area really well, and to bring different lenses and skill sets to that depth that makes products of our education system oftentimes better than the other places. And we're so often saying, critiquing our education system from the opposite perspective, like we need to be more career ready earlier.
Right.
We have the opposite.
Thank
you, Ethan, for being a patriot. Thank you, Ethan, for sharing science with us in language that we can digest and share. And, you know, I appreciate his contributions, but, you know, his conversation here tonight and our call. I wish I knew what Jack was calling about. So Jack, if you're a listener, call us in a future show or, you know, get us a message on Facebook or on one of the mediums, and, you know, we can better understand, because I couldn't follow where the alias was.
Or text us through our app. We have an app.
Text us through the Civic Media app. Check it out. You know, Johnny, the way you brought that back though, too, the broad goals of universal public education, democracy, patriotism, and recognizing, you know, Ethan's patriotism by pointing out the importance of an American public education system that does have its foundational roots in this broadness, this idea that to be an educated citizen, an educated, not just educated educator who talks education, but an educated citizen requires more than a career focus. A career focus is absolutely something we want to do, but it's more than, and that more than, when we talk about public education and its importance in this future of building a future where people can imagine a better future, my goodness, we're talking about public education in this country, the kind my neighbor knows that they want those kids in their communities to attend. That's what we're talking about, Johnny. You brought it home in a way right there that just landed. I can see Anya's in agreement. We're all in agreement here on Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Back next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin
today.
Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.